It took years of courting, a pitch from the Kings of Leon, and the promise of economic incentives to lure nonstop flights from London back to Nashville. But 2 decades after direct-to-London service stopped, executives at British Airways are confident this time it can succeed. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Nashville last had nonstop service to London in the mid-1990s, but back then the goal was to ferry passengers across the Atlantic from several different originations, and the flights were discontinued when American Airlines closed its Nashville hub. Now, says British Airways' Simon Brooks, Middle Tennessee has enough international flyers of its own, particularly people willing to buy seats in the profitable first class and business class cabins at the front of the plane.
Just from the research that my team and I have done, we're aware of, you know, some really considerable wealth in Tennessee, and we know that we're going to be able to fill those forward cabins with people that want to enjoy a little bit of extra comfort when they're going over to London and beyond.
British Airways is planning to start service in May with 5 flights a week, enough to carry more than 1,000 passengers each way. Music, healthcare, and other business executives will be important customers. So will leisure travelers. Nashville International Airport also hopes to draw from Europe. It'll double its capacity to handle foreign passengers early next year. State and local government are smoothing the runway for London service. Tennessee plans to give British Airways $1.5 million in subsidies over the next 2 years. Metro Nashville, meanwhile, has pledged to cover up to $500,000 in losses while the service gets off the ground. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.